living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary. But my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it gets funky when you got a subject.
On this day, February 18th, in our history, on this day in 1229, the Six Crusades, remember the Crusades? The Europeans went in to take Jerusalem and fight different forces in the Islamic world. Over centuries, these Crusades took place. But this Crusade, in the 6th century, an amazing thing happened, unprecedented in the annals of all the Crusades. The Kurdish Emir of Egypt gave Prince Frederick II, the Holy Roman Emperor, control of Jerusalem and the Christian holy sites without a war, saying, yes, you can run this and leave all the other sites alone. It was after years of war. It was just an unprecedented thing. The far-sighted ruler saying, we can have peace. On this day in 1688, it was a very interesting day in America. This is a day called the Germantown Protest. Germantown, Pennsylvania. Quakers, Society of Friends. They had slaves. A bunch of the Quakers stood up and said, you can't have slaves. And so the dissenting Quakers who put together this Germantown Protest, let me give you a piece of what they wrote. How fearful and faint-hearted are many on the sea when they see a strange vessel, being afraid it should be a Turk, as they meet themselves should be taken and sold into slaves into Turkey. Now what is this better done, as Turks do? Yea, rather, is it worse for them which say they are Christians? For we here say that, yea, most part of those Negroes are brought hitherto against their will and consent, and many of them are stolen. Now they are black. We cannot conceive there is more liberty to have them as slaves as it is to have the other white ones. In Europe, many have oppressed us for conscience' sake. In Europe, there are many oppressed people. And here, there are those opposed who are of a black color. What thing in the world can be done worse to us than if the men should rob or steal us away and sell us for slaves for strange countries, separating husbands from their wives and children? And we should do this because a man is black? This is what they wrote back in 1688. The resistance has always been there. This day in 1781, the Fourth Anglo-Dutch War was over. This is the war that the Dutch lost their international possessions. It was the last major battle fought over what is now Ghana. Of course, became a major slave trading part of the world. And this day in 1846, during the time of great revolutionary ferment in all of through Europe, the Polish people rose up, and they were put down violently by Germans and others, fearful of this revolt, and it was called the Galician Peasant Revolt. Thousands of Polish people were killed in this day. On this day in 1865, the Confederates, the rebels, abandoned Charleston, South Carolina, in the face of Union troops who took over Charleston and who led that charge, who led that battle and won that battle, the 54th Massachusetts Volunteers, the United States Colored Troops of the 54th, won the battle and took the city. On this day in 1867, an institution was formed in Augusta, Georgia, which has later become the Great Morehouse College. On this day in 1885, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain is published in the United States. And in 1932, the Japanese declared Manchuria independent because they took it over. It was actually their puppet state they took from China. On this day in 1943, the Nazis, during the war, arrested members of the White Rose Movement, and they assassinated and killed and tortured most of them. The White Rose Movement were a group of Germans, non-Jewish Germans, who stood up against the Nazi regime, nonviolently, in protest, intellectual labor leaders, left-wingers and writers, most of them assassinated and killed by the Nazis. On this day, a mass arrest took place of that White Rose Movement. On this same day, Joseph Goebbels, the infamous Nazi leader, delivered this speech called the Spartaklaus Speech, in which he said Germany was on its way down, but do something to save it because they had begun losing all their wars. The Russians broke the back of the German army at Stalingrad. They were losing all over the place, North Africa, and this was the turning point in the war. And this day in 1946, Indian sailors of the Royal Indian Navy, who had fought with the British during World War II, had a mutiny in Bombay Harbor. It covered 20,000 sailors and soldiers, involved 78 ships, 20 shore establishments. They were having a revolution to say, we need an independent India now. We're not being treated fairly. It was put down viciously by the British. But this is the beginning of the other part of the Indian independence movement, which stood up and fought. This day in 1954, Scientology founded its first church. And this day in 1957, a man whose name was Dadan Kamathi. He was leader of what people call today the Mau Mau. He was a revolutionary leader in Kenya who stood up to create an armed resistance against British colonialism, a dreadlock man, a Kikuyu man. was executed by the British on this day in 1957. On this day, a man named Walter Bolton was the last man to be executed in New Zealand in 1957. They ended capital punishment long before we did. We still have it here in many places. On this day in 1979, snow fell on the Saharan Desert, first time in history. On this day in 2001, FBI agent Robert Hansen was arrested for spying for the Soviet Union here in the United States. He was the major mole inside of the federal government and the FBI and was convicted and sentenced to life in prison. And on this day in 1898, Luis Marin was born, the Puerto Rican poet and politician. He was the first governor of the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico. On this day in 1909, the American author Wallace Stenger was born, as was Toni Morrison in 1931, Nobel Prize laureate, one of our great writers. On this day in 1932, Milos Forman was born, the great Czech-American director and screenwriter. On this day in 1933, Yoko Ono, of course known as the wife of John Lennon, but much more than that, a musician and singer in her own right, still is, was born on this day in 1933. 1934, the great Audre Lorde, American poet and activist, born on this day in 1934, as was John Travolta, born on this day in 1954. In 1965, on this day, Dr. Dre was born, American rapper, producer, world-class Wrecking Crew, and NWA. On this day in 1968, Molly Ringwald was born, as was in 1974, Julia Butterfly Hill, an American environmentalist who sat in the top of a redwood tree for months so they wouldn't tear down the forest. She was a guest on the show twice. And on this day in 1980, Regina Spektor was born, the Russian-American singer, songwriter, pianist, and producer. On this day in 1546, Martin Luther, who led the Protestant Reformation, died on this day in 1546, as did Michelangelo in 1564, the great sculptor and painter. And on this day in 1973, one of America's great artists, Palmer Hayden of the Harlem Renaissance, passed away, as did Victor Martinez in 2011, a great Mexican-American poet. Of course, you can go to steinershow.org, read our entire list of this day in history, with more information about the things we've talked about.
I have to go, I have to go. Your hair was long when we first met. Samson went back to bed.